We're here on the phone line with longtime activist from North County, Mary Moore. Occupy Santa Rosa started yesterday with a big action. Mary, do you want to report back on that action?
Well, for up here, you know, we're not a large population, and although we do have a lot of activists, but we had 2,000 people out, and that's the official media count. That is not our count, our account.
Great. Describe the action.
Well, it was beautifully organized, I think, by totally new energy. People that didn't consider themselves organizers before, they did call on some of us, you know, for help, but the people who brought it together were two women in their, one in their 40s, one in her 50s, that were new to organizing, even though they'd been watching the whole thing, all this, for decades.
Good. Is there a location and a camp set up there?
Yeah. Now, I do not know. I haven't gotten down to get the newspaper, I'm sorry to say, yet, but I don't know whether they were able to camp overnight. It was unclear. There was a core group that definitely wanted to stay overnight, which I certainly agree with, but they were not able to get a permit for that. The police did cooperate with the march, and everything went smoothly, but whether or not they were allowed to stay all night, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, that'll go into a lot of trouble. That's what goes in trouble at every cities. The daytime marches aren't as bad as that. What are some of the issues that were brought up in the march? And overall, as an activist up there, we don't always hear what's going on in Santa Rosa. What are some of the political issues that are really pressing?
Let me say that even though they did identify it as Occupy Santa Rosa, it really was. Sonoma County has always acted as a county in all of our organizing. So a lot of us were a little, in fact, some of the organizers conceded that the name should have been Occupy Sonoma County. But because so much of it is by city, big cities, that's what they went along with. That may change. But they came from all parts of Sonoma County, and the issues were pretty much sticking to the plan of the 99%. That really was loud and clear. And as a longtime activist around Bohemian Grove, which I'm assuming your listeners know about, the message was the same message that
Why don't you describe that? Some might and some might not know what it is. You've been doing it so long.
It's secondhand. Bohemian Grove is probably the most exclusive, not the only one, but the most exclusive, long-lasting, over 100 years, men's private men's club. And it has been in existence for about 140 years up here in Sonoma County in the little town of Monte Rio. We started protesting there 31 years ago, making the point back then that there was too much corporate influence on our government. And these are the men that are hand-selected. They're pretty much the elite of the banking, the financial, the military, the corporate, and the political systems, including every Republican president since Calvin Coolidge. So that's been our message forever. And since 1980, and here we were again. I was able to speak and make that point, and it felt really good, because after 31 years, it just feels like we got a big bullhorn attached to the message. It's now gone worldwide, and I couldn't be happier.
Great. What other issues are going on out here? Sometimes the areas where you are stereotyped as middle class white areas with idyllic countryside. What else is difficult? I imagine there's some of the same issues
there. There's some truth to that. Certainly the countryside is idyllic, and we intend to keep it that way. But yesterday, I am here to say we had the age spectrum, really, from a lot of us older. I'm 76, and there were people older than me. Down to the young people. In fact, some of the elders, when they spoke, made that point that we've always said to ourselves, where are the young people? Well, and then everybody, you know, that was young raised their fists and yelled. They were there. And also, many of the people that spoke were Latino labor organizers, We had representatives there from many different communities that are here. Admittedly, it is, although this is changing, it has been a white middle class area. But I've worked with the black community since 1981, you know, in getting the Martin Luther King Coalition together. And there's a lot more radical people than that. We have Big Ben Howard living up here now, was the, one of the original 10 founders of the Black Panther Party. So, you know, it's not as diverse as, it's a little bit more diverse than it used to be.
Good. Have there been policing problems in those communities like we hear about down here?
Oh, yes. I've been in the middle of the police abuse issue now for about 20 years. We've had our killings, officer-induced killings, have come in spates, and we've, you know, that kind of comes and goes. And we've been there. We have a group patch, police accountability hotline that we've set up for people to call where we, you know, give out advice and resources and monitor and keep track of the various police names that come up frequently.
Okay, great. Do you have anything else to say about the action? And also, if you have any sense of where this can go in your area and what kind of positive effects it can have?
I think we've already started talking. I did helped out with a training last Friday, and it looks like we will have to start. If this keeps up, we will have to break down into the affinity group structure because it's just too many people coming for, you know, one meeting. It certainly can't last. It just went. And geographically, we need the affinity group structure up here because we aren't all centered in one, you know, geographical location. We certainly intend as much as anybody. I have several emails that I've gotten since this all started saying, let's occupy Bohemian Grove. And I love the idea of from Wall Street to Bohemian Grove. It's the same players, you know, and but that's not till next July. So, you know, we will see whether we can sustain this energy. Nobody really knows where this is going to go. We can certainly hope that it will. But my immediate goal is to see it carry over till next July and have thousands here, you know, pointing out this one secret little place up here.
Great. One last question. One of the issues I see that people are really working hard on, because these are intentional communities too, people are staying overnight,
right,
is the process and the consensus end of things. And of course, that's always been hard.
Yes.
Do you have any reflections on
where
that might be going?
Oh, boy, I could do your own program on all of that. Well, it's as difficult, especially when you've got new energy coming in. I mean, I just kind of watch it. I try to watch it with a sense of humor, because certainly the ideals of consensus are wonderful, and we all know what those are. However, in practice, unless you're a real homogenous group, it's difficult because, you know, people, all the folks want to get their yah-yahs out, and a lot of people see it differently, and there's definite differences, for example, on how police interact with in various communities, you know, and not all white middle-class people understand that, although most people of color do, you know. So there's a lot that goes into that. We certainly, there's enough of us that have been around for a while to know that isn't going to be easy. But I don't think we're going to end up having boards of directors and majority rule anytime soon. I think we will tackle it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the report back.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.